Well, every case is unique. Every defendant comes with a different set of circumstances. Some people are good fit for probation and rehabilitation. Some folks, that's not a good fit, and perhaps prison is the only alternative we have. But just because you send someone to prison doesn't mean that rehabilitation is not available. They have programs and things in the prison systems to help folks to get their education, to get counseling for drug or any other problems they might have. So I see that it's a case-by-case thing, and there's not a set answer to any particular case.